This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. CHS Family Fun Day is quickly approaching. Family Fun Day is a completely free event for CHS customers, employees, and their families. Here's Erin Williams with more details.
Hey, yeah, it's coming up really quickly. It's Saturday, August 11th, and it's a totally free appreciation event for all of our customers, employees, and their families. It's happening at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. That's the dead center of our territory. So we really thought that would be the best place. It was where we had it last year, and it just worked out wonderfully. The carnival event is going to begin at 4 p.m., and we're going to have giveaways every half hour. There's going to be a show every half hour, a magic show, a juggler show, a cowboy show, lots of games, inflatables, that sort of thing. And dinner will be served from 5 to 7. And then at 7 o'clock, the carnival kind of shuts down, and we switch modes, and the Glendale Riders are going to come play for us and take us into the evening.
So, yeah, like you said, it's a huge family event with all of those things going on, and
you're
also doing a dunk booth, which I know I'm committed to getting in now.
Yes.
But that
yes,
supports,
thanks for being a good sport.
Yeah, and that supports local 4-H, which I think is great. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we just had a fun idea. It's the only thing that costs money at all of CHS Family Fun Day. Our general manager, Randy Brody, volunteers to get in the dunk tank. I twisted your arm to get you in the dunk tank, and I think we'll have a board member, one of our producer board members in the dunk tank at some point also. Yeah, so it's just $1 a ball, and then you get to put, you know, your dollars in the jar for which county 4-H you'd like to give to, and then CHS matches those funds.
So they the 4-H Club actually gets double of what's in the...
Absolutely, yeah, right, yeah. So we match whatever dollars are raised on the 11th, yes.
That's awesome. And there's also some camping options available for this event.
Yeah, so it's a whole weekend event if you would like it to be. So if you're a camping lover, we will cover the cost of your campsite fees just for Saturday night, or Friday and Saturday if you want to come just spend the weekend with us. We'll be setting up on Friday, so you'll kind of get to see the whole event take shape. And it's just my favorite time of the year. I just really enjoy this project. Last year was our first year, and we had no idea what to expect. And I thought, well, if we get a couple hundred people, we'll call it a success. But we had over 700 CHS farmers, their families, and employees. So I just thought that was a home run. So we're preparing for over 1,000 people this year.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's so fun though. Yeah,
and hopefully it won't be 100 degrees. Maybe like 90 would be okay. But
yeah, a day like today would be fantastic.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't rain. I've been praying against rain on August 11th since last year. So either way, we have a rain plan. So mark your calendars for Saturday, August 11th.
And where can people pick up tickets for the CHS Family Fun Day?
So we're doing a ticket system this year just to try to give us a better idea of how many to prepare for. And tickets get you entered for a grand prize drawing. So this is something new that we are doing a little different from last year. So you can go to any CHS location and pick up your Family Fun Day tickets, or you can see your CHS salesman. They have a collection also to hand out. So make sure that your salesman's name and your name is on the back of those tickets, and bring them with you to Family Fun Day, and that enters you into a grand prize drawing for the employee that gives you the tickets and for you as the customer. They both get a grand prize.
Okay, that's cool. So it's like a door prize type thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. And if anyone wants to know more information or has questions, who can they call?
They can call myself or any CHS location. They should be able to answer a lot of questions that you have. My number at the shipment office is 618-729-9009. But like I said, any CHS location, if you have any questions or if you'd like to sign up for a camp or site, just call your local CHS office.
Mark your calendars for August 11th, and I look forward to meeting many of you there. Gillespie FFA is selling sweet corn again this week. They will be selling today and Saturday from 8 to 11 a.m. in the United Methodist Church parking lot in Gillespie. Go get some sweet corn before it's too late. This weekend is the 23rd annual Hillsboro Old Time Tractor Show. Come on out to the Lake Hillsboro Park for 2 days of family fun. Registration begins at 9 a.m. and there's no registration fee. Door prizes and best of class prizes will be given out throughout the day. The big tractor parade will begin at 11:30 a.m. and the garden tractor parade will begin at 1 p.m. Other implements are also welcome, anything 1982 or older. There will be tractor games and lawn tractor games. Bring the kiddos out for the kids' pedal tractor races and the kids' pedal tractor pool, sponsored by Wise Power Equipment, on Saturday at 11 a.m. Breakfast and lunch will be served by the Luck and Buck Saddle Club. There is a raffle, and all proceeds will go to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. For more information or questions, contact Andy Thurek by phone at 217-534-2414 or Judy Probst at 217-538-2054. Next week is the Madison County Fair in Highland. Tuesday is the 4-H Bottle Calf Show at 9 a.m. and the Dairy Show at 10 a.m. Wednesday is the Poultry Show at 9 a.m. Thursday is the 4-H Poultry Show at 1 p.m. and the 4-H Goat Show at 7:30 p.m. Friday is Agriculture Day at the fair, and the 4-H Swine Show will begin at 8 a.m., 4-H Beef Show at 8 a.m., and the Super Showmanship will begin after the Swine and Beef Show. Saturday the 28th is the 4-H Sheep Show at 8 a.m., the Open Beef Show at 10 a.m., and the 4-H Cat Show at 1:30 p.m. Sunday the 29th, the Open Breeding Cattle Show is at 8 a.m., and the Open Swine Show is at 8:30 a.m. Be sure to come out to the Madison County Fair. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.